About 2 miles away, behind Random, her father, struggling his way through the woods, suddenly stopped. He was startled to see an image of himself looking startled about something hanging brightly in the rain-filled air about 2 miles away. About 2 miles away, some distance to the right of the direction in which he was heading. He was almost completely lost, convinced he was going to die of cold and wet and exhaustion, and beginning to wish he could just get on with it. He had just been brought an entire golfing magazine by a squirrel as well, and his brain was beginning to howl and gibber. Seeing a huge bright image of himself light up in the sky told him that, on balance, he was probably right to howl and gibber, but probably wrong as far as the direction he was heading was concerned. Taking a deep breath, he turned and headed off towards the inexplicable light show. "Okay, so what's that supposed to prove?" demanded Random. It was the fact that the image was her father that had startled her, rather than the appearance of the image itself. She had seen her first hologram when she was 2 months old and had been put in it to play. She had seen her most recent one about half an hour ago playing the March of the Angerquantine Star Guard. "Only that it's no more there or not there than the sheet was," said the bird. "It's just the interaction of water from the sky moving in one direction with light at frequencies your senses can detect moving in another. It makes an apparently solid image in your mind, but it's all just images in the mishmash. Here's another one for you."
"My mother," said Random.
"No," said the bird.
"I know my mother when I see her."
The image was of a woman emerging from a spacecraft inside a large grey hangar-like building. She was being escorted by a group of tall, thin, purplish-green creatures. It was definitely Random's mother. Well, almost definitely. Trillian wouldn't have been walking quite so uncertainly in low gravity, or looking around her at a boring old life support environment with quite such a disbelieving look on her face, or carrying such a quaint old camera.
"So who is it?" demanded Random.
"She is part of the extent of your mother on the probability axis," said the bird guide.
"I haven't the faintest idea what you mean."
"Space, time and probability all have axes along which it is possible to move."
"Still dunno. Though I think..." "No, explain."
"I thought you wanted to go home."
"Explain!"
"Would you like to see your home?"
"See it? It was destroyed."
"It is discontinuous along the probability axis. Look."
Something very strange and wonderful now swam into view in the rain. It was a huge, bluish-greenish globe, misty and cloud-covered, turning with majestic slowness against a black, starry background.
"Now you see it," said the bird. "Now you don't."
A little less than 2 miles away now, Arthur Dent stood still in his tracks. He could not believe what he could see, hanging there, shrouded in rain, but brilliant and vividly real against the night sky. The Earth. He gasped at the sight of it. Then, at the moment he gasped, it disappeared again. Then it appeared again. Then, and this was the bit that made him give up and stick straws in his hair, it turned into a sausage. Random was also startled by the sight of this huge, blue and green and watery and misty sausage hanging above her. And now it was a string of sausages, or rather it was a string of sausages in which many of the sausages were missing. The whole brilliant string turned and span in a bewildering dance in the air, and then gradually slowed, grew insubstantial, and faded into the glistening darkness of the night.
"What was that?"
asked Random, in a small voice.
"A glimpse along the probability axis of a discontinuously probable object."
"I see."
"Most objects mutate and change along their axis of probability, but the world of your origin does something slightly different. It lies on what you might call a fault line in the landscape of probability, which means that at many probability coordinates, the whole of it simply ceases to exist. It has an inherent instability, which is typical of anything that lies within what are usually designated the plural sectors. Make sense?"
"No."
"Want to go and see for yourself?"
Earth? Yes. Is that possible?